This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many small businesses are among the companies facing a hiring crunch at the moment. To attract more people, businesses are offering sometimes better pay and benefits. So how are these proprietors viewing paid family leave, which some lawmakers are pushing for in Washington now? A group of small companies surveyed in New York and New Jersey became more supportive of the idea in the first year of the pandemic, according to a new research paper this week. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The pandemic may have made some small business owners more aware of what people need to deal with illness, says Stanford professor Maya Rawson-Slater, one of the study's authors.
I think the pandemic highlighted in this massive way the extreme need that people have to be able to take time off work.
Still, the study may not fully reflect the challenges small business owners face when workers take time off, says Kevin Kuhlman with the National Federation of Independent Business, especially for the smallest companies with fewer than 10 employees.
The owner would have to take on more responsibilities, as would more of employees, and that is during a time when employers are having trouble filling open positions as is.
But the alternative to paid leave could be more dire for business owners, says Rawson-Slater.
For some of the most vulnerable workers, that might mean they have to just quit their jobs, right, if they can't get leave.
She says that would be even worse for employers already short on staff. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.